Chapter 78. Langdon followed the tanned man through a maze of claustrophobic corridors below decks with Dr. Sinsky and the ECDC soldiers trailing behind in a single file. As the group neared a staircase, Langdon hoped they were about to ascend toward daylight, but instead they descended deeper into the ship. Deep in the bowels of the vessel now, their guide led them through a cubicle farm of sealed glass chambers, some with transparent walls and some with opaque ones. Inside each soundproofed room, various employees were hard at work typing on computers or speaking on telephones. Those who glanced up and noticed the group passing through looked seriously alarmed to see strangers in this part of the ship. The tanned man gave them a nod of reassurance and pressed on. "What is this place?" Langdon wondered as they continued through another series of tightly configured work areas. Finally, their host arrived at a large conference room and they all filed in. As the group sat down, the man pressed a button and the glass walls suddenly hissed and turned opaque, sealing them inside. Langdon startled, having never seen anything like it. "Where are we?" Langdon finally demanded. "This is my ship, the Mandatium."
"Mandatium?" Langdon asked.
"As in the Latin word for pseudologos? The Greek god of deception?" The man looked impressed. "Not many people know that."
Hardly a noble appellation, Langdon thought.
Mandatium was the shadowy deity who reigned over all the pseudologoi. The daimones, specializing in falsehoods, lies, and fabrications. The man produced a tiny red flash drive and inserted it into a rack of electronic gear at the back of the room. A huge, flat-panel LCD flickered to life, and the overhead lights dimmed. In the expectant silence, Langdon heard soft lapping sounds of water. At first, he thought they were coming from outside the ship, but then he realized the sound was coming through the speakers on the LCD screen. Slowly, a picture materialized, a dripping cavern wall illuminated by wavering reddish light. "Bertrand Zobrist created this video," their host said, "and he asked me to release it to the world tomorrow." In mute disbelief, Langdon watched the bizarre home movie, a cavernous space with a rippling lagoon into which the camera plunged, diving beneath the surface to a silt-covered tile floor, on which was bolted a plaque that read, "In this place, on this date, the world was changed forever." The plaque was signed Bertrand Zobrist. The date was tomorrow. "My God." Langdon turned to Sinsky in the darkness, but she was just staring blankly at the floor, apparently having seen the film already and clearly unable to watch it again. The camera panned left now, and Langdon was baffled to see, hovering beneath the water, an undulating bubble of transparent plastic containing a gelatinous yellow-brown liquid. The delicate sphere appeared to be tethered to the floor so it could not rise to the surface.
"What the hell?"
Langdon studied the distended bag. The viscous contents seemed to be slowly swirling, smoldering almost.